A day of tensions in Port-au-Prince and Delmas, protests against growing insecurity in Haiti. On February 20, 2025, the communes of Port-au-Prince and Delmas were shaken by intense protests led by internally displaced people, primarily from the Salino neighborhood. Fleeing the violence of armed gangs that have controlled their area for several months, these displaced individuals expressed their frustration with the ongoing security crisis in the Haitian capital. The protests began in the streets of Port-au-Prince, notably in Lalou, Borden, and Christ-Roi, where barricades were set up and burning tires used to block major roads. The action aimed to call attention to the urgent need for the government and the Presidential Transition Council to implement security measures to allow the displaced people to return to Salino. In Delmas, tensions also rose, particularly in the areas of Delmas 32 and 40B, where protesters demanded an end to the anarchy imposed by the gangs. The situation escalated after the police intervened in the Delmas 40B area, using tear gas to disperse the crowd, which provoked outrage among the protesters who condemned the excessive use of force. The protesters strongly criticized the police, accusing some officers of collaborating with the gangs terrorizing the country. According to them, these law enforcement officials, who are supposed to protect citizens, are complicit in the ongoing insecurity. The situation is even more complex in Salino, a neighborhood under gang control for more than 30 months after the assassination of police officer Jeff Petit-Dieu. Since this tragic event, residents have been forced to flee to temporary shelters, living in precarious conditions. The displaced people from Salino, as well as those from other neighborhoods affected by gang violence, are demanding concrete actions from the government to restore security and allow the population to return home safely. The ongoing gang violence and the apparent inability of the authorities to restore order are placing a heavy burden on the Haitian population, fueling increasingly frequent and violent protests. As the security crisis in Haiti continues to worsen, these protests highlight the growing frustration of citizens who demand immediate measures to end the insecurity and restore stability in the country. The authorities find themselves in a difficult position, facing public pressure and the rise of criminal groups that are challenging the state.